5 weeks down, Heather Park still leads the picks, 19-9. She went 5-2 last week. The only one that made up any ground, yours truly, went 6-1 last week, starting to kick it into gear.
With the Costa lock, way to go with that, by the way. People like to make fun of you. He give you compliments when you nail it.
John Jansen is 10-18. He is in dead last, 9 games back of Heather Park.
This is such crap. I'm changing my philosophy today. How I'm making picks.
Ooh.
I am going with the Heather Park philosophy of picking picks.
Yes.
We'll see how this goes, because my way is obviously not working at all.
We will find out if John Jansen actually played football, if that was some imposter wearing number 77 for Michigan back in the day. Number 9, Penn State opens the Big Ten season as a 17.5-point home favorite over Lisa Jansen's undefeated Illinois, entering this game ranked 19th in America. Jim.
Bielema talks smack about the whiteout. Bad idea when you can't run the ball and your quarterback's going to be dropping back into that mess. Franklin crushes as a heavy favorite. The clock strikes midnight on Illinois. Give me Penn State.
John.
I'm going to take Illinois because, obviously, my wife went there, so it must mean something, right? And I just don't like James Franklin. So give me the Fighting Illini.
Heather Park.
I'm going with Illinois, too, John. I just looked at the mascots, right? You got the saddest mascot ever or no mascot. So I went with no mascot. Plus, I have family that lives in Illinois, so going with Illinois.
Well, they actually have a mascot. It's just not one they can actually celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes, right. They're kind of going with no mascot, basically. So we're going with that one.
Kind of the same reason John's old NFL team.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. You guys, I know a lot about mascots these days.
Saying this is too many points feels like a trap. However, this is too many points. Illinois, on their best day, is capable of beating Penn State, so I will take the 17.5. Illini, Illini.
Battle of the two most hated coaches in the NFL, or Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
James Franklin and Brett Bielema, although Ryan Day probably figures in somewhere.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, Bielema, I like Brett Bielema.
I know most people don't, though. All right, anyways, we're going to put Mr. Costa Lock on an island here. I'm going Illinois.
Thank you.
Number 2, Georgia travels to Tuscaloosa to take on number 4, Alabama. Dogs, a 2.5-point favorite. John.
So everybody wants to try and make the smart pick. Well, it seems to me like this one's right in the name. Kirby Smart. Give me Georgia.
Oh, come on.
They don't call him Kirby
Dog. It works for Heather, so why not?
And you're right.
I love it, John. I love it.
Hey, give me the smart pick.
I'm also going with Georgia, just because of Uga.
The dog.
She traveling?
She went up to me every time. Going with the dog.
2007, Matthew Stafford throws the game-winning touchdown pass to Mikey Henderson in overtime. Moments after, Mike Patrick asks, "What's Brittany doing with her life?" Dogs are 1-8 since.
Yeah.
Make it 2, Georgia.
Oh, picking against Alabama at home, it's crazy, but you got to go with the coach here, and it's not for the reason you said, just a smart pick.
Yeah.
He's the best coach in college football, and this is a big spotlight game for Kalen DeBoer and where Alabama's going to be at going forward with him. Give me Georgia.
We're all taking the Bulldogs. We are taking Kirby Smart, who will have his team motivated, whipped into a frenzy after they struggled with Kentucky. Revenge for last year, revenge for what Jalen Milroe had to say. Bulldogs.
Michigan is a 9.5-point favorite against Minnesota at the Big House. It's the battle for the brown jug. Free cheeseburgers will not be provided. Heather.
I'm going with Michigan, and I don't have a lot of reasons behind my pick. It's just what I feel.
9.5 is a very coverable for Michigan against the Gophers. Middle of the pack run defense. I will take Michigan.
Yeah, it seems to me like a big number for a Michigan offense that might not have a quarterback, but you got to look at Minnesota here. They scored 17 points against North Carolina, who then gave up 70 to James Madison. I will take Michigan.
Brick by brick, we build the blue wall. I will take the Wolverines as well.
The Gophers are a rodent. What happens to rodents as they cross the road? They get run over. Michigan will run over the Gophers, so give me Michigan.
All right, number three, and Ohio State University on the banks of the old Red Cedar taking on Michigan State. Buckeyes are giving 23.5. Fall Out Boy was cool when the titles of their songs were obscure pop culture references. Now they've been reduced to sports anthem rock for the better part of a decade. Big Ten Saturday night! Ohio State. Gov.
This is so impossible to pick in my mind. Like, I just don't know how good Ohio State is because of who they played. And State seems to be decent, and then they shoot themselves in the foot. Will the turnovers happen again? I'm going to trust the hype behind Ohio State, and I'm going to take the Buckeyes here. Blue wall.
There's no blue wall when you're picking between these two.
Sparties would take this as a blue wall. That's why the blue wall references. It's not for Ohio State reasons.
Right.
It's for Michigan State reasons.
Jim, what do you
I'm pretty sure I heard you say, yeah, little brother has no chance in this one. Is that what you just said? I'm going to back the Spartans in this spot. The defense has impressed me. Sparty on.
Ohio State spent, what, $22 million on this year's NIL class? And so I just figured, hey, it's close enough. Let's go with the 23.5 and give me the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I'm also going with Ohio State.
Oh.
Whoa. I know. Wow. I don't have a reason. Just doing it.
You're just going to backstab your school
like that?
Yeah,
I am.
Very dangerous sign.
To the NFL and the NFC North, Packers are giving 2.5 points at Lambeau to the Vikings. Gov.
You know, our three NFL games this week feature three 3-0 teams going on the road. Small point spreads, but an opportunity for these teams to separate themselves. I'm going to trust the Packers here. I don't know if Jordan Love's playing. The Minnesota Vikings are really going to go 4-0. Just no. Packers find a way to win a game. This could be very low scoring if Love doesn't play.
Jim.
I will also take the Packers. I don't know if Love's playing, but I trust LeFleur's scheme against Flores's scheme.
Yeah. Again, I'm trying to channel my best Heather Park here. LeFleur means the flower. Who doesn't love flowers, right? I don't know. Give me the Packers.
Heather.
I'm going to stick with my people, and I'm going with the Vikings. And I don't really love flowers, so that's me.
You don't really love flowers.
Hell yeah, Heather. Vegas is counting on you not believing in Malik Willis. That's okay. I will believe in Matt LaFleur, Packers. Ravens favored by 2.5 against the Bills in Baltimore. Jim.
Lamar is a covering machine as a favorite, especially under a field goal. I'm going to take the Ravens at home.
Bill's offense has been surprisingly unstoppable, but I'll go back to my childhood. Love the Buffalo Bills stories. Love the circus that it was. He's a great hunter. So I think the Bills hunt down the Ravens. So give me the Bills.
Heather, are we going to quote poetry again this week?
No. You know, so we've got Josh Allen, right? Know nothing about him, but I really like his girlfriend, Haley Steinfeld. So I'm going with the Bills.
You can't see John's face, everybody, but he is like beside himself.
She's 19-9, and she's picking because she likes his girlfriend.
The quarterback's girlfriend.
This game is being played in the city where The Wire takes place. The Ravens will embody one of its most memeable moments. I want you to put the word out that we back up Ravens. Gov.
Again, another huge games in terms of if the Bills win this, the separation they create within the conference, just like the Vikings were. And that's the theme with these games. And this league comes back to the middle. And I think we found out that last week with Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Give me the Ravens.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lions, Seahawks, Ford Field, black jerseys, Monday Night Football. Detroit favored by 3.5. Former Lion, John Jansen.
Nothing catchy on this one. I think the Lions, I do right now. I think the Lions just win this game. And whether it's the black jerseys, Monday Night Football, it's primetime golf. give me the Lions. And I mean, screw the Seahawks. This is the spite game. This is the one where everybody says enough is enough. Almost had to use the dumb button there.
Heather.
Yeah, I agree with John. Enough is enough. Let's go, Lions.
Two guys that deserve national title rings that weren't on the 23 Michigan team. Number two is Mike McDonald, head coach of the Seahawks. But number one is Hutch. Lions. Gov.
Again, the separation the Seahawks could cause in the conference if they win this. You know, I think the Lions win, but the Seahawks cover, and it's going to be a Jake Bates walk-off to win it on Monday night.
Thanks, Stoney. Costa, finish this off.
67-yard field goal.
Maybe. Hey, with everything that's going on with this town with the Tigers, we could erase that, too. You know, the Tucker field goal.
Seattle, the second most pressures in the NFL. The Lions without Frank Ragnow. The last time the Lions didn't have Frank, they scored 13 points. Goff was sacked four times, threw two picks, and he didn't break 200 passing yards. Seahawks.
You have no idea how much I hate the last 11 minutes.
And that's a Friday staple.
I just do.
It's 97.1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.